When I get a manicure, I'm like, no, I don't say it, but I'm thinking it.
Everything right. They say, you just say no to the things that just came out of your face.
I don't like talking. I don't want to talk to you.
There's something amazing about a pedicure and they massage your legs and you're embarrassed because you didn't shave and right. You know, the whole thing.
Yeah. I have no embarrassment about that. Not shaving?
Always embarrassed that I hadn't shaved my legs.
I will not shave my legs and then put my feet in that cesspool. No, thank you. I don't want my pores all open to receiving. I don't want my pores open to receiving.
Did not think
your
of that.
Your face is shut to receiving any and talking. Your pores are shut. They leave. They're like, we have never seen such a closed off human.
And hairy.
We hope that Sasquatch doesn't come back.
Next time you exfoliate and open up those pores, think about what you're doing.
Come on in, MRSA.
No, I have a friend with MRSA, and it's nasty.
What is MRSA?
It's like a thing it's you a
resistant
can
get. To antibiotics bacteria that you can't get rid of.
Ever?
I don't know. I don't know.
What does your friend look like?
She's gorgeous, but she's got some funky parts on her.
Is it like a rash?
It's like open wounds.
That can't heal.
She's the exact reason that I do not open the pores.
Did she get it from a pedicure?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, let's never shave our legs, ladies. It's too dangerous.
All right. What are you guys's? Are you into that?
I'm just curious if you're into wearing pants while you sleep or socks. I feel like you're in two camps. There's people in two camps. So what are you?
You're saying people are either socks or pants?
I feel like you're either pantless and sockless or you're pants on and socks on while you sleep.
I want to guess what you guys are.
Okay.
Emily, I think I know this. You're pantsless, sockless.
You know too much.
She's naked. Aren't you naked?
No, I wear underwear.
Okay.
Rebecca, you might be socks on, no pants on.
Oh. Halvesies, huh?
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. I cannot imagine you fully pantsed, nor can I imagine you not pantsed.
We've only really ever seen you from the waist up on screens, largely. We don't even know if you have pants legs on now.
And when we met you in real life, you wore overalls, which tells me you're very pro pants because you want your pants to go all the way up to your shoulders.
Okay, and I'm going to guess you are pantsless, socksless.
Yes.
Okay. I'm pantsless, socksless as well. We all are pantsless, socksless.
Love it.
I feel like it should be sockless.
Socksless. Oh, I can't even imagine having fabric touch my legs or feet while I'm sleeping.
Oh my gosh, no.
Except the covers.
Last night, I had a shirt on when I went to go pull my covers up, and I, like, sprung up, and I was like, no! Like, I had to have my shirt on and lay down at the same time. It was too much.
How'd you get in here?
So am I the only oddball there? I wear a shirt, no pants.
Yeah, I can't wear a shirt. It gets all twisted around. Well, why are you wearing a shirt? Like, what do you think's going to happen? I do think sometimes about a fire, and if I'm in someone else's house, I wear a shirt in case of a fire.
But no pants.
No, I can't wear pants. People will give you grace if you run out pantsless in a fire.
That's true. But shirtless, they're like, what were you doing?
Yeah, a lot of judgment, I think, in a fire situation if you don't have a shirt on. Yeah.
You know what? I would go for pants first. If I had nothing on, I would. This actually happened this morning. I'm not lying to you. And I went pants first because I have priorities. If I had to go out in the middle, I would rather pants and a bra.
That's so interesting.
Than a shirt and no pants. Never.
Is it because of your knees?
No.
We have a knee problem.
I'm past it. My knees also have psoriasis on them. So they're like a whole. I pretend I don't have knees. Invisible.
You're worried about Medusa or whatever. You're getting Medusa.
Because of the fungus, I have to be extra careful about the Medusa.
I'm sorry. Are we talking about your hoo-ha?
What's happening?
MRSA.
Oh. I thought I missed talk about a Medusa.
Do you think I called Kate's hoo-ha Medusa?
I think you do now.
I do not have a nickname for Kate's hoo-ha.
Okay. Well, Katie got a new nickname. I like it. Okay, so here's my are you into that. CNN Business said that mascara sales are going down, even though beauty sales are going up. So mascara is like a little bit going out of style because of fake lashes.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering, are you ditching mascara and are you into fake lashes?
I have very strong feelings about this.
Love it.
I think, okay, I'm going to offend people.
If you liked that, there is more where that came from. Join us on Patreon. You'll get access to a private Facebook group. You'll get an additional show on our off weeks. And we've been doing this for so long. There are at least 100 episodes that you've never heard before. They're just sitting there waiting for your ear holes. So let's make that happen today. Go to patreon.com/momstrugglingwell.